Hello, and welcome to your weekly episode of Tract or Fiction. This episode is called The Trick. It's in celebration of the, what they call the Halloween season. As you may or may not realize, Halloween is on Sunday, and that's why we're doing this track tonight. Let's begin.
1 month before Halloween, a malicious flock of pagans gathers in a dark and mysterious-looking mansion to perform their dark business. They gather around wearing the dark robes that make them look scary.
Brothers and sisters, as you know, Halloween will soon be here. This is a very important time for our most holy and glorious father, Satan. This holy day was designed for us by our father so we can provide additional sacrifices to him. Sacrifices are necessary for our cleansing. Then our father can again smile upon us with his true love and blessing. Our most holy sister, Her Highness Sister Charity, will explain in more detail your assignments.
My beloved brothers and sisters, listen carefully. This is important. And I will only tell you once. Over the past few years, we have been successful in providing our father with a number of sacrifices. But we need more this year. We also need to prepare more children to worship and serve our father. You'll each get your specific assignments from your priestesses and priests. We will use the following techniques. In order to obtain more blood for our master, some of you will continue planting razor blades, crushed glass, pins, etc. in the various treats. The total sacrifices will be obtained again by injecting our special poisons and drugs into the treats. Our father, Satan, also wants to bring more and more children under his guidance and care. This year, we will concentrate more of the special incantations needed to place curses on the treats, which will influence the children eating them.
Later, in October, the malevolent pagans gather around a pentagram to perform their dark rituals. Within the pentagram are bottles of poison, syringes, razor blades, broken glass, straight pins, bags of candy, etc. Nearby, of course, is the candy they bought for their own gluttonous consumption. The ritual is placing dark, satanic power in the items.
Oh, Holy Father, please send your guiding demons upon these instruments so they may be used in your glory.
Ha ha! Those kids will get an unexpected treat.
Brenda, don't forget which of those candy bars are injected.
Yeah, I can't wait until those little brats come to my door. Our father will bless us for this.
On Halloween night, three children prepare to go out trick-or-treating. By which I mean, we're going to follow the tale of three children. Not that only three children go out. Though I couldn't really say, since these are the only three children we hear about in this story.
Now, Johnny, you be sure to only go to those neighbors on our block that you know. And be home in an hour.
Okay, Mom. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Johnny. My mommy says we must not go to any house that we don't know. Remember what happened to Bobby last year?
Yeah, my mom says that the same thing. Okay, let's go.
Trick or treat!
Well, what do we have here? A witch, a ghost, and a devil. Take your pick, kids.
Thanks, Miss Brenda.
You're nice.
30 minutes later, a man and woman are peacefully reading their newspaper and Taibo books when the silence is broken by an agonized...
Yah! What's that?
It's a child screaming.
Soon, in the emergency room...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Trickster, we couldn't save Johnny. But Susie is in ICU and Jerry is in surgery for cuts in his mouth. I'm Charlton Heston, and I believe they'll be all right.
Oh my God, Brenda! How could this have happened in our neighborhood?
What a tragedy.
Meanwhile, Sister Charity sat comfortably in her lair, sipping cognac and watching the evening news.
Tragedy this Halloween night. 8-year-old Johnny Dexter died as a result of a drug overdose in Halloween candy. Many children have been hospitalized in the city tonight.
Yes, we have done well. Satan will be pleased with our accomplishments.
Suddenly, one of the arteries that supplies Sister Charity's heart with oxygen and nutrients becomes blocked by fatty deposits. The blood flow is decreased and her heart fails to receive the oxygen and nutrients it needs to function. In fact, her heart is damaged so severely, it triggers an uncoordinated twitching of the heart muscle called ventricular fibrillation that replaces the normally smooth contractions needed to pump blood through the body.
My heart! I can't breathe!
Sister Charity was told she would rule and reign with Satan in hell, but would never be tormented, Even so, she suddenly finds herself breast deep in a pile of fire.
Holy Father, I am burning! How can this be when I've served you so well?
Ha ha ha, you stupid little fool! You're getting what you deserve! My trick was getting you to serve me. Now your treat is to burn for all eternity!
10 months later, at the home of the two-faced, evil, devil-loving Brenda...
Thanks for having us over, Brenda. I want you to meet my friend, Becky, from out of town.
How nice to meet you. Uh-oh, I don't like this Becky.
I can't understand what's happening to Susie. She's not the same little girl. She was so sweet, but now she's totally rebellious. I can't even get her to go to Sunday school without a big fight.
My Jerry is the same way. I don't know how to handle him anymore.
I know what you mean. I went through the same thing with my kids, but it's just a phase.
I don't think so, Brenda. Can anyone think of a major problem that occurred in Jerry or Susie's lives recently?
Yes, it was Halloween. My Jerry was badly cut, and little Susie almost died from drugs put into a candy bar.
That's it. That's the key.
What do you think you are, Becky? A psychiatrist?
No, I'm an ex-witch. Now, I serve Jesus.
Crap! I should have suspected.
Let me tell you the truth about Halloween. It came from an ancient druid custom set up for human sacrifices on Halloween night. Druids offered children in sacrifices. They believed that only the fruit of the body offered to Satan was for the sin of the soul. The trick-or-treat custom was created by the druids when they went to a home and demanded a child or virgin for sacrifice. The victim was the druid's treat. In exchange, they would leave a jack-o'-lantern with a lighted candle made of human fat to prevent those inside from being killed by demons that night. When some unfortunate couldn't meet the demands of the druids, then it was time for the trick. A symbolic hex was drawn on the front door. That night, Satan or his demons would kill someone in that home.
Oh, that was an ancient custom. That's not what Halloween is about nowadays.
Wrong, Brenda. The same thing is going on today, only it's much more subtle. I know from experience that our Halloween was carefully planned by Satan to accomplish several things.
What things?
First of all, you must understand that Satan is one of the most powerful and intelligent creatures God ever created. He was, once, one of the greatest of all God's angels, until he sinned by deciding he would become greater than God. Satan is our enemy. Incidentally, how many of you believe Satan is alive today?
Nobody does, Becky. That's old-fashioned superstition.
I agree with Brenda.
Me too. I can't buy this devil nonsense.
You just did it! You all fell for it!
What?
You all believe witches, devils, and demons are just make-believe and a big joke, only to appear on Halloween. This is exactly what Satan wants you to believe. If you think he doesn't exist, then you won't fight him. Satan's greatest desire is to hurt and destroy people. The children who are mutilated every Halloween are no accident. They're carefully planned sacrifices to Satan, carried out by those who serve and worship him. To gain control of children's minds, witches make elaborate incantations, calling forth demonic powers to attack these little ones. Their minds are influenced by these dark powers to alter their way of thinking.
How do I shut her up?
Are you saying Susie and Jerry are under Satan's influence?
Didn't you say they had changed?
This is getting scary.
Jerry has changed. This is horrifying.
There's no hope.
There is hope. Someone is stronger than Satan. In fact, Satan will fall down before him and call him Lord. His name is Jesus Christ, the one who created the universe. Jesus came to earth to destroy Satan's power. He went to the cross and shed his precious blood to wash away our sins. When you receive Jesus as your Lord, Savior, and Master, you then have his power available for you. Stand against Satan.
20 minutes later, Becky leads the mothers in prayer.
Dear Jesus, please forgive me and save me. I want you as my Lord and Savior.
Crap, she's destroying our Halloween!
Now that you have made Jesus your Lord, you have his authority and power to deal with these demonic forces influencing your children.
Becky, our kids should be home from school. Will you help us pray for them?
You bet. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to remove the demonic power and influence from the lives of these precious little ones. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for cleansing these children.
1 month later,
Susie is like her old self again.
So is Jerry. Thank God they are free from Satan's grip and their names are written in heaven.
Okay, no, stifle that laughter, please.
Sorry.
Thank you.
It's
thank
difficult.
You. Stifled. All right.
I mean, wasn't that moving?
That was quite interesting.
Oh, so moving.
No, we're not going to pass judgment either way. That's the whole purpose of the
Look,
debate.
Moving doesn't mean good or bad. It just means moving.
Don't move. Okay, thank you. Now, if we could, I believe we have two debaters. One here. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Dr. Kapow, brother of evil genius Dr. Kablam. Dr. Kaboom.
Dr. Kapow. Okay, well, before we start, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Just a tiny, tiny bit.
Well, much like my brother, I am an evil genius whose sole desire is to take over the world. Unlike my brother, however, I am not armed with the great robot Destructobot.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, what is your name?
What a doodle, WHRW. My name is the Seaman. I can't give out my real name due to court orders. Litigation.
The Seaman.
Indeed.
All right, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I was fired from commercial radio for offending people. I went on an apology tour. Apologize. I came to WHRW, was fired for comments against women, and wound up at the NBC, National Booze Council, who fired me for drinking on the job.
Okay.
And then they paid me in scotch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alcohol.
Okay.
Alcohol.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. I do want to get this underway. This is quite a hot issue, because it is Halloween on Sunday, as everybody knows. So, we're going to find out the positions right now, and you, sir. Dr.
Kapow.
Dr. Kapow.
This is important.
You are in favor of this tract. You think that the trick is 100% fact, and you, sir, say it is fiction.
Indeed it is. It's a lie.
All right, let me allow the seaman to start us off by talking about why this is not true.
Well, it's obviously not true. I mean, how many of us go around sacrificing children to the altar of Satan?
I'm sorry, when you say how many of us, are you saying that you are, in fact, a pagan witch?
No, I'm a drunkard.
Oh, okay.
There's a big difference. I'm sloshed to the gills. What a doodle.
You have gills.
Seaman.
Yes'm.
Your stupidity is infesting my cerebellum right now. I just wanted to tell you that.
You sound like a woman, sir.
Cerebellumed!
What was that? The hell was that? Some woman's voice came out of the ether. Ooh, speaking of ether, where's my bottle?
All right.
I don't know. Anyway. I shouldn't talk about that. I'm on 12 steps. Anyway, sacrificing children. Yes, that's what we're here to discuss. Jesus at Halloween. What a doodle.
Wait, hold on.
Yes'm.
Are you calling on the name of Jesus?
No, I was just saying that Jesus is on Halloween. What a doodle! Anyway, so what was I going to say?
Seaman, Seaman.
Yes'm.
I personally find your stupidity quite offensive.
Do you have any rebuttal?
I find my odor offensive, but that's beside the point. What a doodle.
I think this case is quite easy to understand.
You okay?
It's quite obvious that Halloween is a tool of the devil indeed. This is important.
Now, is there any proof behind this allegation?
Well, it's quite obvious in the corpses of the dead little children that have been poisoned by Halloween candy each year.
They would have been saved by booze. It's a well-known fact that since 1949, booze has saved many a child from death.
Seaman,
yes.
Please do us a favor. Close the mouth and shut off the stupidity.
So wait, hold on. How is it
yeah,
that
close
the booze...
It if you give me booze.
Now you said that people like you, for example, don't sacrifice children on Halloween, but you also said that booze saves them.
Indeed.
How does it save them if no one's actually trying to kill them?
Pink elephants? September 11th, 2001. That ought to fog your mind right there. Anyway, the problem comes down to, in my opinion, Halloween, witches, if Halloween was started by witches, it was perpetrated by women. And women, as we all know, took the fall, therefore they're evil, and God punishes women.
Now, Seaman, this is the first intelligent thing you have told us all night.
We're not agreeing on anything here.
I do believe I agree with you on this. Women are indeed quite inherently evil.
All right, so why don't we both agree?
Excuse me.
Yes, woman. Speak. Or go back to typing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seems we have an expert on the subject. We actually have a woman in the studio. Woman, can you comment on the...
I thought you were like Betamax.
On the woman issue, please.
Women aren't evil.
Now, that's an interesting allegation. However, woman...
Yes.
In light of the events that he mentioned from September 11th, 2001, I can't see how you can disagree with him.
Yeah, that's right. Women were behind the terrorists. You support women, the terrorists win.
I believe...
So support an American institution like booze, which has been a proud sponsor of America since 1918.
Wait, they invented booze in 1918.
Indeed, they did.
What did they drink before then?
What did they drink before then? They drank human blood.
Oh.
Mr. Doctor? I believe the mantra holds quite true behind... Every successful man, there's a woman. Every last one of the 9/11 terrorists were men. Therefore, it's quite logical that women were behind this entire plot, and therefore, women are behind 9/11.
Wait a sec. He said behind every successful man.
Ah, so behind every failure, then. Like me, that explains why I'm single. Back to the issue here. Halloween,
yes,
women, and sacrifices.
This explains quite well how you are single.
If you ask me, this tract is true. God is a father, he is a man.
No, sir.
He does not like Halloween because it involves women.
Mr. Seaman, you said that this is not true.
That what is not true?
This tract.
That I'm sober?
That's not true either. I believe we have a sobriety expert here.
Yes,
sir.
Expert on men.
Well, no, actually.
Oh, no. Okay. What are you an expert on?
I just wanted to clarify the terms of the debate. Seaman is insisting that men are, in fact, inherently good and that women are responsible for evil things like Halloween.
Yes.
This gentleman over here says the same thing.
That man over there says that Satan, who is not male or female, and therefore a little bit worse, is behind Halloween.
Let me clarify my position on the subject. What a doodle. Clarification. Here's the deal.
Get to your point.
Yeah, I am. If you shut up. I can't believe I just shouted at another man, but then, anyway. Halloween is evil, according to God. Now, God thinks that women are evil. He punishes them because they screwed up right in the beginning in the garden. Therefore, now you take these two statements. If A is true and B is true, therefore C is true. Women are behind Halloween, therefore Halloween is evil. And that's why Jack Chick is not lying here. Yeah, what-a-doodle, trick-or-treat. Women are the trick.
Now, wait, hold on.
They trick me all the time.
Wait a minute. So both of you are arguing...
They love me, then getting them pregnant.
Seaman.
Both of you are arguing that this is true all of a sudden. What happened?
What?
You both just argued that this is true.
It happened because it's true. You see, I was tricked by a woman once. She told me she loved me. I told her I loved her.
All right.
Next thing I know, I've got a ring on my finger and a baby in the bassinet.
Seaman.
You have a bassinet?
Yeah, I have a bassinet at home.
Seaman, if it is possible to die of stupidity, I do not believe you would be amongst us right now.
Well, Doctor, we're about to find out the moment of truth.
Yes.
We're going to find out. Even though Seaman did switch to your argument,
Singers.
We're still going to decide who won in the traditional
manner. I do believe he has flip-flop on this argument.
Yes, I believe he has. But, sir, we're going to decide who won in the traditional coin flip manner, and in fact, even though he changed his position from against to for. I'm sorry, Seaman 1, you've lost, Doctor.
Yeah, I'm great. Waterdoodle, tune into the match.
What
everybody.
I would do for Destructobot
where I've got kicked
right
off.
Now.
Everyone, thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction here on WHRW Binghamton.